This is Psalm 82, God's Word. A psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, "You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations." This psalm contains something of a dialogue that goes back and forth describing the judges of this earth, giving voice to the voice of God Almighty, and giving voice to us as His people. And it takes just a little bit of time to understand who is speaking and what is being referred to at each of the paragraphs. But the message is very plain, is it not? In this psalm, as is sometimes titled, there is a plea for justice that is being expressed. A plea for justice because of the perversion of justice by the civil rulers that God has set over us. And even by saying that, I'm demonstrating a conviction that this psalm expresses, that God is the one who bestows honor and responsibility on civil rulers. We can turn throughout the Scriptures, for instance, to Romans chapter 13, to see that God is the one who establishes all authority, that He is the one who has made the institution of the state and grants them authority to exercise the power of the sword, says Paul in Romans 13, for the subduing of wickedness. God is the one who has authority over all things. That means that God holds civil rulers accountable to Himself. And thus we have Psalm 82, an appeal to God for justice, an appeal that He would work in the midst of civil rulers and would bring justice through them and to them if necessary. Verse 1 starts out describing God, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. Now, when the psalmist uses the term gods here, he's not using it in the terms like the Greeks would have, where there were false gods or the pantheon of gods that had all sorts of different power. When the psalmist uses this term, he's using it to describe those who have authority, those who are granted authority by God Himself. It's a term that, broadly speaking, can rightly be given to rulers as having that certain authority. So the psalm is not describing that there are lots and lots of gods and that the Lord God is the most high above all of those. Instead, it's describing the earthly rulers as having authority and thereby calling them gods. But they, as having authority, are given that authority by God Himself. And God reveals Himself as having authority over them. He stands in their midst and He holds justice and judgment over them. Verse 2 begins to describe the judgment which is held against these earthly rulers. In a sense, it speaks to them. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? God judges in this verse, judges the rulers for acting unrighteously. They showed partiality to the wicked. Verse 5 speaks to them again, saying they do not know, they do not understand, they walk about in darkness. And the effects of their perversion of their authority is that the foundations of the earth are unstable. In other words, God had given them a job to do, and when they didn't do it, the whole society seems to crumble and seems to be unstable. Implied in those words of judgment, verses 3 and 4, speak very bluntly, saying, the duty of rulers to defend the poor and the fatherless, to do justice to the afflicted and needy. God then speaks very directly in verse 6, saying, you are gods, admitting the authority that they have, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. To such a one that has been given authority, God holds accountable. And even though they have power and authority, they are subject to God, and they will pass away, and their authority is not ultimate, and their plans and purposes come to an end. The psalm ends giving voice to the people of God, asking the Lord Himself to arise, to judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. There's a plea for justice that's given here, a plea that God Himself would be our righteous judge, and that as inheritor of the nations of the earth, that He would exercise that judgment in all places. Part of the purpose of our psalm meditations is to understand it, and understand the psalm in its context, but also to see Christ. And I would direct your attention to John chapter 10, where Jesus quotes this psalm. And He quotes it in the context of earthly rulers who, as Pharisees, as teachers of the law, they were standing as these judges of the earth. Those given authority, but ruling in an unrighteous fashion. He quotes this passage so as to defend Himself from the charge that the Pharisees brought. They said that He was blaspheming by saying that He and the Father are one. And He says, well, if the psalmist can say you are gods, then my words should not be viewed as blasphemous. So He used this passage as something of a defense, but He also used it as something of a warning to the Pharisees. He was warning them that they are answerable to God. All institutions of the earth are given by God, and earthly rulers have their authority from God. Rulers of every institution, of state, whether that be civil or federal or more local, institution of the church, of the family, all are given authority by God and accountable to Him. We are warned that we are answerable to Him. Part of our purpose then, as we see Christ in this, is to hear that warning, to plea, to mimic this psalm, to pray and to sing this psalm as a plea for justice for ourselves. We are given a God who holds all men accountable, and as we encounter in this life those who pervert that justice, those who do not hear the voice of the needy, those who do not maintain the right of the afflicted, who do not rescue the weak and needy and deliver them from the hand of the wicked, that God does hear their voice. And our plea for justice rises up to Him. It also gives us cause to pray for the leaders of our own country, to pray that God would hold them accountable. Unjust leaders who oppose God's will stand in opposition to Christ Himself. They do so when they pervert justice and do not defend the cause of the needy. We ought to pray as well for our nation to be humbled before Christ, the inheritor of all nations, that our country and our rulers would bow their knees in submission and obedience to Christ. As we sing this psalm throughout the month, my prayer is that we would have those things in mind, that God hears our plea for justice, because of Jesus Christ, and that we pray for our leaders, the leaders of our state especially, that God would raise up those that are described here as defending the poor and needy. Let's turn to Psalm 82 to sing this together. We sing this by faith, knowing that God hears our pleas. I invite you to please stand. We'll sing Psalm 82, Selection B.